I present the prophet of the Almighty Baller.
For the cast, hold up a sec. I'm gonna put Spencer on, and I mean, is fair warning about Spencer? He's kind of edgy. Is that warranted to say?
I wouldn't say he's edgy. Sometimes Spencer can just be. Spencer is sort of like me, except if I spend even less time actually talking about basketball and more time making jokes about stuff, and my jokes were sadder.
Yeah,
mostly the last thing.
He's very nihilistic, which is like, I think perfect for this podcast personally. But you know, anyways, I'm gonna add him on. Hey, Spencer, what's going on? Oliver's on the line, so... Yeah, word. So, Oliver, meet Spencer. Most of the podcast with Spencer were earlier. He was my first co-host, and then Spencer, meet Oliver. Yeah. So, are you guys recording right now? We had a whole segment on last podcast where we just spent... I whittled it down to, like, 2.5 minutes, but we probably spent half an hour. Yeah. Yeah, did you hear it? Because like I thought I breezed through it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'm like a pretty great editor. It feels pretty good. But thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from someone who has established credibility in a written article, man. That was so cool. That's awesome, man. I think that's really cool. You're being held up as an example to us amateurs. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, you and me, baby, we out here.
Hey, out here gritting and grinding.
You know, enough barnacles in the bottom of your boat will just drag you to the bottom of the ocean.
I'm not sure if that was a reference to something, but hey, I've been sort of recording for a while now. You know what I mean? Does that thing where he starts recording early and then he lets people know that he's doing that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So whenever you guys want to start recording, like, you guys are going?
I'm starting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess I'll go ahead and introduce then once Lux is done.
Sending this quick text and then turning the phone to airplane mode. Done and done.
Oh, yeah. I should maybe. Oh, wait. No, I can't turn my phone to airplane mode. That wouldn't be good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, this is a waste of a recording.
Hey, man, come on.
I'm just joking.
I'm just getting going. Hey.
Don't you know he'll just edit it so everything's fine and magical?
Yeah, I'm just... And my favorite parts are when I say that I'm going to go edit something, but then I keep it. Like, the whole...
Exactly.
Last time when I was like, okay, guys, just fake laugh. I'm going to play this out right now.
Oh, yeah, that was quality. That was so awesome.
But with that... Hello, Almighty Baller fans, and Almighty Baller, not fans, but basketball fans, and soon-to-be Almighty Baller fans.
Future
I'm here today to discuss
Almighty Baller.
Future Almighty Baller fans. Thank you, Spencer. And I guess...
I got
because
you.
Of that... yeah, thanks. Because of that, we'll go ahead and start with, hey, it's Spencer, everyone. Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah.
Repping the Chirac.
We don't call it that.
Are you back in Chicago, though?
I am. It's storming outside.
Yeah. Well, so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's,
Yeah. Really exciting stuff going on out here, man.
Yeah, it's storming here, too. It's just only storming hashtags and brand synergy.
It's because of South by Southwest. You know, it's also storming in Memphis, but I'll finish my introductions. It actually is. It's flooding in Memphis.
You're killing it tonight, man.
So, I'm here today with Lux in person. Hey, Lux.
Hey, everyone.
And Oliver over the phone, as well as Spencer, but you probably picked that up because we're in different places. And I already stroked Oliver's ego earlier when I was, like, sort of sneaky recording, so, you know, if you skip to this part, first of all, I don't know how you knew that we started here, but if you did, then go back and listen to it, because there was recently an article about our friend Oliver Maroney that was good. So, hey, it's stormy in Memphis, and I have another treat for you listeners out there. I wrote down a bunch of intro things, sort of like the Zaza Peculiar podcast. You remember that? You should remember that, Oliver.
Oh, I certainly remember that. I've got some good ones.
Especially because Zaza Peculiar wasn't on the list until Oliver added it.
Oliver, if you're Steal the Thunder here, then like make sure it says good to Zaza Peculiar. Okay?
Leave Westbrook with me.
Okay.
Hey, Prophet, you've heard of a box out, right?
Yes.
Well, how about a box in? As in box in which you receive all sorts of cool gear from FanEssentials.net.
That's a stretch.
Yep, it might have been, but here we are. Go on their website, say my favorite NBA team is blank. Because I'm not going to speak for you, I'm not you, you're you, and only you are you, you're a beautiful snowflake. You've got a favorite team, it's sports, you gotta have a favorite team. You're from a place, get that team. Any of the NBA's many, many, uncountable teams.
30.
No one knows how many there are.
You can get a customizable box, customizable as in male, female, extra large, extra small,
extra medium,
delivered right to your doorstep, anywhere in the country, including your friend's house, your brother's house, your son's house, your daughter's house, your stepdad's house, your stepdad's father's house.
And they're chibbity 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 cheap. It starts at just $14.99, and then it can also be $34.99 if you want to get ritzy. But not too ritzy, because we've got a promo code to use at checkout, which is just almighty, like the podcast. Then you will get 30% off on your first month, and that is a deal. So do that, and I'm Lux, and thank you.
And back to regular programming. All right, so you know that GZA song? It's like, break your town to the bone gristle. Okay, it's like boned grizzle. Okay?
Okay, that's good.
Man, I'm a conscientious objector to this whole pun nonsense.
No, the puns never stop. All aboard the pun train.
Long-time listeners will know that you've almost perforated several key arteries of mine with these things.
I remember there was one early episode we did where you kept making puns, and there's an audible part where you can hear both myself and Spencer going, no, or stop.
Yeah.
I can remember more than one instance. Okay.
Why don't you listen to me, Christopher?
Up Grit Creek?
Up Grit Creek's not bad.
Okay, and then Well Grit? I like Up Grit Creek. Grit out of luck.
Why don't you just call it True Grit?
Tough Grit. No, dude. Grit and ground.
Because that's too sensible. That's too simple. That's too good of a pun to make something True
Grit. That's too effective a title.
yeah, that's...
And then the whole song Walking in Memphis thing, except I just like wrote down a whole bunch of possible ones. Limping in Memphis, clocking, blocking in Memphis, socking in Memphis, knocking in Memphis... Mocking at Memphis, jaywalking in Memphis because like it's against the law, boxing in Memphis, mohawking in Memphis because of Chris Anderson, and mauling because like the Grizzlies in Memphis, and then balking, but that's a little much because like you know to balk at something, right? You know,
yeah, like baseball.
So are any of those? I mean, like the I always have to do these introductions when none of the ones that I can think of.
You
are,
only
like, really,
think
really good.
You have.
I like
to.
Upgrade Creek. I like True Grit. Why just call it True Grit?
I don't like True Grit.
I've got
it's like a reference to a Boogie Nights movie.
Wait, no, Oliver's about to blow our minds.
I've got okay. So I actually have notes on this because I have on my Twitter. I asked people what's the nickname of Matt Barnes and Born Ready. Because they had one turnover between them and a combined 59 points on 39 shots with 14 assists.
Is that the Pelicans game?
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, so I got a bunch of people to chime in. Ruthless Aggression.
That's what the WWE calls the time after Stone Cold retired.
I've got the 8th grader and the tutor. I've got Barnes and Fuck Noble.
Okay.
Pinky in the Brain.
That works because...
And...
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see here. Trash.
Trash.
just trash. And then Born Crazy.
Oh, God. Born Crazy.
And Organized Confusion.
Organized Confusion. I think, like, Organized Crime maybe works.
I feel like there's a 3-6 Mafia joke to be made here.
We'll keep thinking about it, but right now...
Oh. I left one out. I'm sorry. Born DeBarge.
Ooh.
I don't get it. That went over my head.
No, I think the big prize is the 3-6 Mafia reference. I agree.
Yeah, I think 3-6 Mafia is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you guys think of something in the middle of this, we'll go
No,
with
if
it.
I were you, I would just go with the old cliche about garbage men in basketball, but then just continue evolving it as the whatever piece goes on so that it just gets more and more frank to where you just... So it's like sanitation engineer.
What about just, like, hard out here for the Grizz?
I like Upgrade Creek more.
Everybody go watch Hustle and Flow and take notes and come back.
I like it. For real.
Oh, hold on. I've got a really good one. Doc's Genius.
Doc Genius?
Doc's Genius.
So...
Do you guys get it?
Okay, no.
Doc Rivers, Genius, because Matt Barnes, Lance Stephenson, like half the team is from L.A.
L.A.
Okay, never mind.
L.A. Exports?
That didn't work.
L.A. Oh! The L.A. Exports. I kind of like that.
That's a good one.
All right, but let's not think of names and talk about this insane fucking basketball team.
I was about to do that, man. Okay, but so far right now, they go with Goon Squad and Hateful Eight. So, should we start with that Pelicans game? Should we start with the Cavs game? Or the Rockets game last night when it all came to a grinding halt, you know?
Yeah,
that was fun, wasn't it? That was a fun game.
I don't even know where to start.
I mean, that's what happens when, like...
I think they were a D-League team.
Can we start with Matt Barnes' clothing line? Because that's the thing.
It is?
Yeah.
No, that picture from Instagram that I sent you, turns out that was merely one of a catalog from, let's see, do I still have it open? Malibu Clothes in Beverly Hills has teamed up with LA Clippers star, that's what it actually says, Matt Barnes, for the Matt Barnes collection.
Yeah,
and it's a bunch of pictures of him in suit. Yeah, it's pretty great.
That's almost as good as Ninja Turtles and Carmelo.
It will never beat Philander Rodman's Obama Rainbow Burger, though, in terms of, like, extra basketball ventures that we have discussed at great length.
When does the clothing line come out with a Derek Fisher t-shirt?
Oh, man. Did you guys ever see that someone, like, shouted out to Matt Barnes while he was playing, "How's Derek Fisher?" And he's like, "Beat to shit," something like that.
Yeah.
Man.
Did you guys see, I think my favorite Matt Barnes thing is when the Grizzlies acquired him and then put out their Happy Valentine's Day tweet with a picture of Matt Barnes holding some flowers.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh no. Like, that is, of all the people you could have picked, the wrongest choice for this.
You see, like, I didn't even realize that Derek Fisher got his ass kicked. I thought he just drove there and, like, nothing really happened. Did he, like, get his ass kicked?
I don't know. Maybe they met him in Temecula.
I heard that he said that he had some scratches, but he had to miss a practice.
Yeah, he did.
Let's open the floor. Who do you take in that fight? The answer is obvious.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, dude, that's not really a question.
Derek Fisher, I don't like Derek Fisher very much. He just, like, got that whole...
Oh, God, no. He's the worst.
As a human, he's got that whole, like, black suit thing. Have you seen him? He wears this all black suit with a black shirt. Black button-up shirt under it.
So he looks like a magician?
Yeah.
It's like...
Minus the rainbow suspension.
P.F. Chang's maitre d'.
There you go.
He might be now. You know, he's out of a job. He might have to start looking at a...
You know, they say, dress for the job you want.
or like, you get buried and stuff like that. It could be his fineries for, like...
He's ready.
Yeah, he's ready
to go to prom.
But yeah. Yeah, I mean... As funny as Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes are, they're nothing compared to, like, the existential question that is the Grizzlies. That Rockets game was such a good example of how weird they are, because, like, there's no way Lance Stephenson's absence should theoretically make a team go from, like, beating the Cavs and punking the Pelicans to getting just absolutely blitzkrieged by the fucking Rockets.
But let's think about that, though. The Clippers were so good with Lance this year, right? Oh, no, but the Hornets. He was terrible on the Hornets. The Pacers, they got a little bit worse when Lance Stephenson left, right?
Yeah.
Lance was good.
Is Lance good? Is he good at basketball?
So here's the problem. Lance is just super inconsistent and has the mental fortitude of a 5-year-old child. So putting those two together, that just doesn't work. He's really, really good, though. Like, he has talent defensively and offensively. Offensively, he's got some issues, but defensively, he was a really good defender and known as that in Indiana. So, that being said, I think he could be a good player in Memphis. That's why I feel really, honestly, I feel like Doc just let him go for nothing. And, yeah.
Let him go for Jeff Green, which is, like, yeah, nothing.
Right? Well, no, they got a first-round pick and Lance Stephenson
for
Jeff Green.
Yeah, I heard Clippers fans making the argument. It's like, well, you know, Doc Rivers never uses his first-round picks anyways. Well, maybe he should, you know?
Yeah.
That's not an argument for him being smart.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers, the GM.
That's waterproof is what that is.
Yeah.
But I have a question about Stevenson, because I didn't watch that much Pacers ball back when he was on the team. I knew he had a reputation for being a good defender, but to what extent was that him being a skilled defender, and to what extent was it the fact that he's a high-energy guy and he's sort of like, in the way that like people said that Rondo was a good defender for a while because
he, yeah.
Because he was,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Just and that also works.
I'm ignorant.
He's got the Patrick Beverley, Della Vadova kind of vibe with me, at least. Like that, essentially a D-League player, but since he works ridiculously hard and just kind of does, like, I don't know, stupid things. I also thought that he gets into the NBA.
His defensive style also kind of lent itself to the way they were playing defense.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
Like, they were sort of just pressuring the perimeter and letting people get in to try to get at Roy Hibbert.
Yeah.
And just letting Lance go buck on, like, whoever he was defending and letting him put a ton of pressure on the outside suits his sort of style, because he makes big mistakes a lot of the time when he has to play a more like, team-based, on-a-string type of defense.
He takes gambles.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. Yeah. His offensive role on the Pacers was sort of a blend of late clock, give it to him, and, like, last resort type thing, which is funny because, like, now he's the last resort for the Grizzlies. But yeah, late clock, sort of make something happen, Lance, please, type of thing. Or he sort of did some interesting stuff as far as playmaking on the break. And that's continued in Memphis land.
And also, like, every fourth game, he'd move without the ball real effectively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was never a consistent component of his game.
I wrote an interesting thing. I was talking about Roy Hibbert and why his lack of rebounds during the whole Pacers phenomena was a thing. It's because Lance Stephenson and Paul George both led the league that year. They were in the top five in uncontested rebounds. The two of them would just snipe all of Roy Hibbert's rebounds, which, like, makes sense.
Like all the other kittens in the beginning of Oliver and Company.
Yeah.
But also, during my process of sort of looking into his deeper stats and everything, he's like a decent corner shooter, and he's failed to be used as that really on either...
Anywhere?
Right? What's up with that? It's like they give the ball to him. On the Hornets, he was horrifically misutilized. If you're at the 20 seconds, if you're 4 seconds into your play, into your shot clock, and Lance Stephenson is sort of dribbling around, like, you've already fucked up. Like, you've already made mistakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there was a stretch when he was on the Pacers where he was doing good ISO work against second units.
Yeah.
But that's decidedly not the case right now, nor was that really the case much in Charlotte.
That sort of makes sense as far as how he works on the Grizzlies, because their starting unit is a second unit.
Yeah, sure. But the thing is that him going ISO with the second unit makes way more sense when the second unit is against the second unit, not when it's against the starters in Houston, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he wasn't there for that, but you know, you see my point. It's a weird thing, but there's not much else they can do because every single rider of the apocalypse came through, like, posted up in the Grizzlies locker room, took a dumpo, and left a few curses behind, like... It's ugly over there. It's crazy how injured
I don't know if it is. I actually am on the opposite side of this. I think everybody is. Yes, the Memphis Grizzlies are not good anymore, right? But I do think that they have some validity in the playoffs. And the only reason I say it is because of the team they've assembled, which is basically a bunch of guys who will throw their bodies on the line for anything at any point in time. And they have a coach in Frank Vogel who's pretty strict. Dave Yeager. I get those two confused a lot. But Dave Yeager, who essentially is pretty strict in his ways and keeping guys in certain positions to succeed, at least. And I think that I would not be terribly shocked to see them upset someone in the first round, potentially. Even I'm not even... No. It's like the Harrison Barnes thing, or the potential upside to this. There is...
I was just about to make a prophecy that, like, two of us are going to end up yelling at each other over this because, like, I disagree.
I completely understand.
I'm with the prophet on this one also.
Hey, Lux, give it.
Why aren't we calling them the Bad News Bears again? I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys are talking about the Suns earlier. That's
you guys were talking about the puns
that's
earlier.
It.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's so
I love you, Spencer. That's perfect.
No.
I like that a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
I am not validating or vindicating you on your pun addiction.
You already did it, Spencer. It's been done. The deed has been done. Your fate has been sealed.
No, just because it happens to be a pun that makes at least a lick of sense doesn't mean that...
No, that's happening. No, that's okay. Going in.
Well, I'm kind of let's not shut down the process thing just yet, but I do think it's a good one.
So, on Dave Yeager, you know how like everyone talks about Rick Carlisle being sort of like angry Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave Yeager, chubby Brad Pitt.
Sort of. I'm not going to lie. I went through a shitload of pictures of Dave Yeager today doing Photoshops for that article.
Chubby Brad Pitt.
No, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Is there somewhere I guess I could buy that, but overall... Not really. He just looks like the first guy eliminated on an episode of Chopped.
No, Rick Carlisle looks like Demi Moore in G.I. Jane. I'll take that's my piece.
We've talked to
somebody. Google it right now.
You're just Googling it in Chicago. How are you going
to
prove anything?
Well, no, I didn't just Google Demi Moore movies to find the one where she looks like Rick Carlisle. Like, but you can.
No, you put quotations around it and put it into Google Image and like something at least 100 results popped up. Okay, as far as Lance Stevenson's issues and everything, so who's it? Hannibal Buress brought up Bill Cosby's whole like, wait, why haven't we addressed the fact that he like raped a bunch of people?
I can't wait to see where
here's
you go
the thing.
Yeah,
Lance Stevenson in 2010 was arrested for third degree assault after throwing his girlfriend down a flight of stairs.
I did not know this.
And then they settled out of court. That's one of the worst cases of abuse in the league. You know, he also got suspended from school for sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl.
Did not know this.
Oh. And,
and we talk about the NBA being the best league for this kind of thing, but still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough, and I don't know why this isn't part of the conversation, that's where I was going with the Bill Cosby thing, is because, like, out of all of the people who have committed crimes on this team... I think the most reprehensible is Lance Stevenson.
Undoubtedly.
Wait, that's not a particularly controversial opinion there, is it?
Well, I mean, I don't know the rest of the crimes, but it sounds like it, unless some of them are really bad.
Well, I do know the rest of the crimes because I wrote them down. Chris Anderson...
Well, I believe Matt Barnes hit his girlfriend a couple times, too, so he's also a shithead.
Did he?
But
I didn't find that.
I think he might have. Hold on, I had it up.
Wait, if you're saying Derek Fisher was his girlfriend...
Way to go, Pinky in the Brain. great duo.
It's too bad because Matt Barnes is very close to earning friend of the program status.
Yeah.
Which I don't give out to everybody, as you know.
Yeah, no, I'll have to look into...
Suspicion of domestic violence and threatening a police officer. Arrested in 2010 on suspicion of domestic violence. He wasn't charged or convicted or anything, but that shit's always,
Jesus.
You know, murky and stuff.
What
so.
A joke.
He's not going to be friend of the program, I don't think.
Yeah, hey, well... Have you seen that Matt Barnes dashboard cam thing where he calls an officer a certain six-letter slur for gay people?
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
And then Chris Anderson in 2006 was disqualified from the NBA for violating the anti-drug policy by testing positive for,
cocaine?
Here. Methamphetamine, cocaine, LSD, opiates including heroin, codeine, and morphine, and PCP.
And he had a PSP, nerd.
Yeah, this guy's crazy. This guy is crazy.
Birdman is a friend of the program.
Yeah, Birdman is a friend of everyone.
Yeah, dude, drugs are a non-violent crime. Victimless crime.
Can we do a second Breaking Bad with Chris Anderson as the feature?
He needs to at least have a guest appearance in Better Call Saul.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's going to play an obscure X-Man in an upcoming Marvel movie.
No, but they had a whole story on him.
What's the rest of the crime list? So we got Lance on multiple domestic charges. We got Matt Barnes on multiple domestic charges.
Well, going back to Matt Barnes, arrested for battery in 2010, was then filmed calling a cop a effing F-word slur while being arrested for driving with a suspended license, chased down and beat up his ex-wife's new boyfriend and former NBA coach, was fined and suspended for continually threatening his ex and her new boyfriend, said boyfriend, over social media, told TMZ that he had been in the early stages of a relationship with Rihanna, which he adamantly denied. And, let's see, what else?
Wait, is this Matt Barnes or Kid Cudi?
Or Chris Brown?
Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time, my dude?
Oh my god. Dude, are Matt Barnes and Jason Kidd the same person?
I've never seen them together at the same place. You know what? And I've always thought that Matt Barnes looked like a spy from some sort of small former Soviet country.
He looks more like...
Tell me I'm wrong. He's not a Central Asian spy.
No, he definitely could be an intelligence officer reporting back to the center in, like, Minsk.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be, like, one of those things where all of the hubbub, you know, all of the crazy stuff they do is just, like, throwing us off the scent.
I can't wait till 2017 when Matt Barnes invents cold fusion.
That's a good idea. You've given me a good idea there at the Minsk thing there.
Let's see. He was fined $25,000. This is still Matt Barnes. And for not leaving the court in a timely manner after an ejection against OKC, and then again for using his Twitter account during the game in violation of NBA rules. He was fined for kicking a water bottle and using language, not that bad. Fined $25,000 for what is said to be inappropriate language directed towards a fan, although Barnes said that it was directed towards the Suns' owner. And in May 8th... Do you remember what he said to James Harden's mom, that he would, like, screw her in the face or something like that? What was up with that?
Hey, Matt.
The Grizzlies team is just like the Jailblazers, but no fun crimes. Yeah. Like, the Jailblazers were all like, we have fun, and like, we just get high and goof around, and then Kinta Woods the dogfight, and we kick him off the team.
That Jailblazers team was so scary. Yeah.
Hey.
There was a lot of stuff.
Speaking of former Trailblazers, Zach Randolph.
Yeah.
A stakeout on a suspected drug house 2 weeks ago led to a 32-year-old Arthur Boyd being pulled over in an Escalade. The Cadillac had marijuana and ammunition inside, and the vehicle was registered to Randolph. The Escalade led police to a storage facility where they say Randolph rents 4 lockers. According to the document, police dog found controlled substances in 2 out of the 4 lockers.
That was 2 weeks ago?
No.
I was going to say.
So it was an article that I wrote down, and in the article it said 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I was going to say, because if 2 weeks ago that happened, I missed the boat giant style.
So he punched Steven Adams in the jaw and also Luis Amundsen.
Who doesn't want to punch Steven Adams in the jaw?
Yeah, but Boogie was
punch
about
him
to
in the jaw and knock
you
off his mustache.
You can't be punching people, though, you know? Like,
yeah, no, I mean, you shouldn't go around punching New Zealanders.
Well, you can and you can't.
PJ Hairston, do you guys remember the whole UNC thing where they suspended him and then, quote-unquote, did not seek his reinstatement?
Yeah.
They never said what the deal was, but, like, it makes you wonder.
Oh, I got a fun fact about PJ Hairston.
I've got one that you missed, maybe.
Oh, go ahead. I still have Tony Allen and Nick Calais, but please go ahead.
Well, we forgot about one individual by the name of Damon Stoudemire, who's a coach on their coaching staff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not for long. He just got the head coaching gig at Pacific.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay, wow. So what did Damon Stoudemire do?
Before we list the things he's done, and they're a bunch and they're pretty crazy, he's now the head coach for college students.
Oh my god. How long is that going to last?
I don't know, we'll find out.
They're going to make, like, Project X 2 about the party that's at Damon Stoudemire's
house. I
mean, house.
I love Damon Stoudemire, I loved him when he was on the Blazers, dude. I love that guy, but he definitely smoked a lot of weed and got in trouble a lot.
Is he that 6'0" point guard?
Yep.
Or am I thinking about something?
Yeah, he played for Portland during the time of the Jailblazers.
You might be thinking of Sebastian Telfair.
Hey, so what did he do?
Well, he's done a lot. He was supposedly arrested on burglary as well as marijuana charges multiple times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's one of those guys who gets high and just breaks into a place, you know?
I mean,
burglary is an interesting NBA charge, though, you know, because it implies that...
I've never understood that.
Whatever, you know.
Understood burglary. I don't really understand it. You have millions of dollars. Why?
Oh, it's exhilarating, man. You have to try it. I want to endorse burgling.
Yeah, you got to try it.
I think it's when you blow through all your money, because that's what happened. Did you guys know that Latrell Sprewell, who would be a good fit, by the way.
Oh, man.
Big friend of the program, Latrell Sprewell. Huge friend of the program.
He stole a yacht?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely friend of the program, Latrell Sprewell.
He's my background on my desktop, so that's a thing.
He sold a yacht?
He stole a yacht was in, like, a medium speed pace. What is it called when you're trying to get away from the police?
A yacht chase?
Yeah, he's like in a yacht chase with the Coast Guard.
Yo, that's Miami Vice as fuck. That is a huge... That's one of the five habits of extremely successful people is yacht stealing. Why do you think they all have fucking yachts?
It's like Sprewell, Richard Branson.
It's especially funny because...
Yeah, no, did anybody else read the book? It says that. It's the fifth one is yacht stealing.
So on that topic of Latrell Sprewell on yachts, he also has one of the worst injuries that you can ever have as an NBA player.
Oh,
man.
Oh, what happened?
He was on a yacht at a party, and he tried to punch someone, missed, punched through a wall, and I guess he broke his hand, and he tried to hide it.
Oh my God. He tried to play with it?
Got too turnt, man.
While he was playing. He's an
emotional player.
Wait, so he tried to hide the... So did he try to hide it, like, pretend... What?
Yeah, like he got hurt in basketball or something like that. Like some really dumb.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's. Have you guys seen that commercial where it's like that little girl gets life advice and he's like, failure is just success that hasn't happened yet? Or something like that.
Yikes.
It's a really recent one. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Latrell Sprewell has a Twitter, by the way, now, which is a thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Good.
Oh, really?
We'll follow.
Oh, man, that's what I'm going to be doing for the next 20 minutes. See you guys later.
Okay, Latrell Sprewell commercial. Okay, when life is on the line, use Priceline.com. Okay, here we go, guys. Here we go.
Primer and Sprewell was like, I know I have this $8 million contract, but I need this $56 million extension to feed my family.
Oh, yeah. Josh Smith pulled that, too.
He's trying to get it each and every way he can.
Maybe he has a giant family.
This is great. March 14th, this is yesterday, somebody tweets at him, I liked you better than Mello, full stop, new sentence, you were a G, and then he just says THX.
Okay, here's the price line.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Taking your daughter to a game in San Antonio could be a special trip, but hotels can be expensive. If you visit Priceline, get a great deal and go.
And remember, little girl, the key to success is hard work and a great attitude.
And that's life advice from the Admiral David Robinson.
If you don't go...
Anyway, kid, I guess what I'm saying is success is just failure. That hasn't happened yet.
And that's life advice from Latrell Sprewell.
Whoa. Oh my God. Okay, that was published on YouTube at February 19th, 2016. So, like, he's relevant, guys. He's relevant again. We're relevant.
Yo, Sprewell phones it in so hard. Basically, he just retweets people talking about WWE.
Dude, Latrell Sprewell and I are kindred spirits.
That's like all he does.
Yeah, dude. So
my favorite Latrell Sprewell video on YouTube is the one where they had him mic'd up and they forgot to bleep it, and some fan is saying something to him and he just turns to him and says, suck my dick, like that.
I've seen that. That's one of the best.
Because it's more the fact that it's the entire content of the message, and he just stares at a stranger in the face, and it's not like, hey, stop saying that, you know, suck my dick or whatever. It's just like, it's a directive. It's in the command form. And
Right. He's making it an imperative.
Yes. And he drags the initial fricative so hard. It's sharp like that, right? It's very percussive. I love it. I love everything about it.
Right, sure.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, like, God. The way DMX says it in Party Up in Here.
Precisely, exactly. He's really is able to access that level of diction where you're able to kind of...
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, very much. It's very impressive. I'm surprised that his rap career didn't take off. He's probably... You know what somebody needs to do is they need to have a ability to see who are the most cited athletes in rap lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, Rap Metric has been getting somewhere. Sprewell's got to be up there with, like, Pee Wee Kirkland.
Somebody had a Born Ready reference the other day.
Anyways, that wasn't even about basketball.
That's so true.